Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. What an awful night for the San Diego Padres. Tim Stauffer gives up 8 runs in the first inning last night. Arizona Diamondbacks go on to bomb the Padres by the score of 12-6. Diamondbacks hit 2 mammoth home runs, had 4 doubles early in the game. In fact, they led 10-0 in the second inning. Padres make a deal. They acquire young pitcher Ron Herrera. He comes from the Oakland Athletics. That's the second payment in the Kyle Blanks trade. Off day for the Padres, they go to Chicago to meet the vastly improved White Sox. That begins a weekend series on Friday. Dodgers got beat by the Cincinnati Reds. Brandon Phillips, 2-run home run early off Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw struck out 9 but still lost. Yasiel Puig, the Cuban missile, hit another bomb for the Dodgers in that game. Meanwhile, King Felix Hernandez, the ace of the Seattle Mariners staff, he struck out 9 through a 4-hitter. Mariners beat the Angels. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Tim Lincecum had a no-hitter into the 6th inning but was finally pulled because it was wild. Giants went on to beat the Cubs. Bruce Bochy's team has won 13 of 19. Philadelphia cooled off Colorado. Ryan Howard, one of those famous 9th inning walk-off home runs. Jacoby Ellsbury, RBI single, RBI double. Yankees over the Cardinals. Houston beat Kansas City. This rookie, George Springer, pretty impressive. Springer hits his 6th home run in the last 6 games. Toronto does it again. They beat Tampa. Blue Jays have now won 9 straight and 14 of 16. And Oakland dumps Detroit. How about the Tigers? At one point, hottest team in the American League, they've lost 8 of their last 10. Stories out of Boston. The Red Sox desperate for a center fielder, expressing interest in Dodger outfielder Andre Ethier or maybe even Matt Kemp. The problem is, though, Ethier's got $66 million left on his contract. Kemp is owed $113 million. Orioles and Cubs scouts are looking at each other. Rumors are flying on the East Coast that Baltimore is the team that's got the resources, young pitching, to make a deal to get Cubs frontline starter Jeff Samardzija. And the Cardinals, who have 6 outfielders, are looking for pitching. They're evidently shopping Alan Craig or John Jay. Elsewhere in football, Ryan Matthews, who missed the opening day of the Chargers OTAs, returned to workouts yesterday. No explanation. Meanwhile, starting right tackle, their veteran Jeremy Clair has got a high price tag. He remains out of camp, as does Dwight Freeney, who's recovering from surgery. In Denver, all their injured players who missed last year back on the field yesterday. That included star linebacker Von Miller out of catastrophic knee injury, safety Raheem Moore, who had a significant leg injury, defensive tackle Derek Wolf, and their Pro Bowl left tackle Ryan Clady. David Wilson, young running back that the New York Giants drafted a couple of years ago, player with great promise, back on the practice field, missed all last year with a neck injury. 49ers are refusing to answer any questions as to what happened to young running back Marcus Lattimore. He's a kid that was drafted from South Carolina, suffered a catastrophic injury his final year at South Carolina, sat out all last season, not practicing, evidently has re-injured himself in some way. Green Bay meeting with tight end JerMichael Finley. Their doctors are going to put him through stress test on his injured neck. He wants to continue to play. They don't know if he can. In Houston, Andre Johnson remains out of camp in a contract dispute. He wants to be traded. He's not even talking to the new head coach, Bill O'Brien. Miami Dolphins center Mike Pouncey was at the center of that Jonathan Martin hazing case back on the practice field. Told reporters he does not need any psychiatric counseling, though he actively took part in the hazing of the former offensive lineman. Jim Harbaugh makes this weird statement in the 49ers camp. His troubled linebacker, Alden Smith, on the practice field. He is in good standing with the organization. That, despite the fact that Alden Smith has been arrested 3 different times. Interesting battle in the Eagles camp. Matt Barkley going against Mark Sanchez, the beginning of competition for the backup quarterback job. And Dallas, looking for a running back, is talking to the 49ers about their unhappy backup running back, LaMichael James, who's evidently about to be traded. Malcolm Glazer, longtime owner, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who then bought soccer, Manchester United. He's passed away at the age of 84. Quite a story involving Jim Kelly, the iconic Hall of Fame Buffalo Bills quarterback. He has completed his 3rd round of chemotherapy. He is valiantly fighting against cancer of the sinus cavity. And Aaron Hernandez, the jailed New England Patriots former tight end, pleads not guilty to 7 different counts that he took part in drive-by shootings and killed 2 other men in Dorchester, Massachusetts, in separate incidents from the shooting that took place in Connecticut. NBA basketball, what a night. Miami, Indiana Pacers. The Pacers post a 93-90 victory. Paul George goes off for 37 in Indiana's win to keep them alive in the playoff series. George scored 21 in the fourth quarter alone. Miami lost despite hitting 15 three-point shots in that game. And if that's not good enough, then we got basketball tonight, this Thursday night showdown. Oklahoma City has fought their way back into the playoffs. They're tied with San Antonio 2-2. Game 5 tonight will be in Texas. And the big question, can the Spurs cool off Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook between them? They're averaging 57 points per game. Lakers interview another former player for the vacant head coaching job. Last weekend it was Byron Scott. Yesterday it was Kurt Rambis. And the LA Times is reporting at least six groups have now placed bids to buy the troubled LA Clippers from owner Donald Sterling. Headed up by that group is former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer out of Seattle. In hockey, it didn't get any better than it could have been last night. Chicago Blackhawks found the will to keep fighting back. They beat the LA Kings 5-4 in double overtime. Corey Crawford and Jonathan Quick combined to make 80 saves in the double OT game. Blackhawks get the victory. Patrick Kane, who's yet to score a goal in that playoff series, had a record 4 assists. Chicago still alive. They trail 3-2, heading back to Los Angeles. Montreal Canadiens have their backs to the wall on the burning question. Do they go back to their veteran goaltender, Carey Price? Rangers host the Canadiens tonight. Montreal trails that series 3-2. Bad day tennis, French Open in Paris. Venus and Serena Williams both get knocked out in the first round. Sad day in soccer. Matthew Saeed Mohamed, former light heavyweight champion, has passed away at the age of 59. Came from a dirt poor street background with no family, made himself a champion, then got hurt, lost all of his money, gave the rest of his life to helping the homeless in the city of Philadelphia. He is being honored there. Tiger Woods, unable to practice, pulls out, will not play in the U.S. Open next week in golf at Pinehurst. And in World Cup soccer, another big player goes down. They're saying, reports out of Spain, that Diego Costa, their great goal scorer, has suffered a partial tear of his hamstring, could be out 15 to 20 days, which means he might not be fit for the start of the World Cup the middle of next month. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.